Speaker 1. I decided to move to a small village outside Malaga to escape the chaos of the city. I'd lived in big cities all my life, and for once I wanted to live somewhere small and peaceful where I wouldn't be constantly stressed. I don't regret it, I can tell you that, but one thing I wasn't expecting was how many problems my new neighbors would cause me. I'm not talking about the people, they're lovely, warm, friendly, hospitable. No, I'm thinking of the birds that wake me up in the morning singing in the tree outside my window, the boars that make off with plants from my gardens, and the cats that screech through the night. So much for my peaceful village life.
Speaker 2. I think that people often think that life in a village offers privacy that you cannot get in a big city. Let me tell you, it's quite the opposite. In the neighborhood where I live, the houses are pressed against each other on the hillside and are only separated by narrow alleyways. In the evening when I lie in bed, I can listen in on at least 3 different conversations going on in the neighboring houses. By day, you see the same people in the streets, in the bars, in the fields. If someone's routine changes, the whole village notices. If a man is spotted talking to a woman who isn't his wife, the whole village starts to gossip about it.
Speaker 3. I understand why my village received protected status. It has a long and important history, and of course it is important to protect places like this. If they were to be completely redeveloped, important pieces of the heritage of the region would be lost completely. But sometimes it does make my life difficult, living in an open-air museum. There are so many laws regarding the building materials that can be used and developments that can be made. Every time I have a small problem with the plumbing, I worry that it will cost me thousands of euros to fix, because I will have to respect the unbelievably complicated rules about the preservation of historic architecture. It really winds me up.
Speaker 4. I love life in my little village in Jaén province. My family have lived here for generations, and it amazes me still that despite all of the tourism that comes to this part of the world, in my village it still feels like we live in a previous century. I really can't complain about my village. The only problem I have is that when I want to leave the village, it can be terribly difficult. According to the timetables, there are 3 buses a day to the city, but in reality they are often late by 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or two. Sometimes they don't turn up at all. It can be really frustrating.
Speaker 5. My parents, my grandparents and my great-grandparents worked in olive groves around my village. It was a tough life, but I know that it gave them great gratification and the means of survival. Nowadays, the family lands have been sold, and I manage to get by renting my house to tourists and working as a tour guide. It's a life that I enjoy, but I can't just think about myself. I have children, and I worry that there is no future for them here in the village. What will they do? How will they ensure that they have a good quality of life? There are very few employment opportunities left in the village and the surrounding region, and as much as I know they want to stay in the family village, I know they're aware that one day they may have to leave.